How doubt can lead to agreement. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. On October 9, 1989, seemingly out of nowhere, 70,000 people gathered in Leipzig, East Germany, to protest against the communist government. A month later, the Berlin Wall fell. How did all those people agree on where and when to meet, with no clear leader and the secret police trying to stop them? Luis Amaral and his colleagues at Northwestern University say the answer is pure mathematics. They designed a computer model to see how people managed to come to a consensus and found that, paradoxically, the more doubt and mistrust there is in a group, the quicker they agree.
So you are not trusting your information fully because you know that there is other information out there that you don't have. And by communicating with others and find out what you think, it's like you are getting the information that they have and using that to improve your decision.
So it's in situations like Leipzig in the late 1980s or Iraq today, when people mistrust the information they receive from others and police are trying to discourage dissent, that people find ways to communicate with one another more widely and actually build consensus more quickly. This leads to the rapid formation of protests, mobs, and militias. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.